everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta of Vanderpump Rules Podcast Season 9 premiere.
Back, bitches.
We have been waiting for this for well over a year. We are so excited. Finally,
didn't know if it was ever coming back. And I watched What Happens Live, and Andy said that too. He was like, it's been 2 years. Who knew if it was even coming back? A lot has happened.
I'm not mad at this premiere. I thought it gave us everything I wanted so far in a premiere.
Well, okay. Sometimes I feel like premieres, like we love Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, you know, like our big, like, boom, drop. But like, this was just like, here we go. Like,
it was fun.
There's going to be a lot happening. Yeah. It's nothing too crazy, nothing too like minute, you know, like right in the middle in the sweet spot, and I'm ready.
Yeah. I found it fun. I found it fascinating, and I'm excited to watch it. Yep. So before we get into it, which is like taking forever, cause Meredith and I are literally so excited. Listen to our other podcasts. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, which will also have Winter House, which will be coming out in like a month, I think.
Oh my God. So yeah, like in a few weeks.
We've been waiting for live shows for so long, and now we get two at the same time, and I'm stressed.
Come join us.
And then we also have One Season Wonders, the show where Meredith and I talk about a show that only has one season and why. And I mean, that'll probably be on hold right now. That's but we're pretty famous amongst the Bush family right now because we did their show.
No, our girl Marissa.
Marissa. We love Marissa. Okay. But yeah, so they can all be found on the A&M Podcast Network. Also be sure to rate, review, and subscribe literally any of our podcasts. Go do it.
All the
above. Give us 5 stars. You're excited. We're excited to be back. Fucking do it. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. But if you really want to get involved, join our Instagram. I have polls all the flipping time. I'm so excited.
Alicia's all over it. You have to like be on it the day of that the episode, 24 hours after.
Yeah, the day after the episode. I have a lot of thoughts and I want to hear yours too.
She loves to post tweets. I even like comment on things from my personal Instagram. Lots to discuss.
Obsessed. But if you really, really want to get involved, you need to join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Also, wait, our Instagram is at Vanderpasta. I'm not sure if said that, but great. So now we're at Patreon. So let me tell you what you can get on our Patreon. So for $1 a month, you get access to our really fun pre-shows where Meredith and I talk about literally whatever we want to, get to know us better, listen to us talk about our favorite TV shows, literally anything. And also you get access to any episodes that we record early. For example, you are listening to this right now. There's episodes of like Vanderpump Rules season 4 on our Patreon that you're just not going to get until like
1 through 4.4 and a half, basically.
Yeah, fucking go listen to those. So we have so many extra things on there for you.
Or if you've never watched Summer House, go listen to our Summer House season 1.
Yeah.
And like join us for Winter House and Summer House.
Exactly. So then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after shows that we do when we go back and watch old episodes, which will not be here. But, you know, we mix it up. Depends what time of year it is. And then we will also say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Danae, Dustin, Gina, Jackie, Mariah, Tracy, and Zoe.
We got a whole group. Come join us. Thanks, everyone.
And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, this is the time, patrons. This is where it comes in.
Yes.
We will ask you for your opinions and read them on the podcast for live shows. So that's now. That's Vanderpump season 9. I posted. I want to know your opinions.
And this is the time to do it with two shows airing. Like this is the greatest bang for your buck. So just do it for the fall and then like drop down to like $1 a month.
Yeah. Finish through, I think like December, they should all be out. So listen, that's not a lot. So that's two, three months. Do
it. Basically three coffees. Like you can sacrifice three coffees.
You'll freaking love it. And we will pick a patron of the episode. So with the season nine premiere, we got to go with our numero uno. She started us from the bottom and now we're here. Her name's Jackie.
Yes.
I freaking love her.
It's like, it's kind of like how they call Vicki Gunvalson, the OG from the OC. It's like, we need It's our Jackie of the episode, but we need something better because like now we've got whole hub.
I know. She just is though. She's just our OG. She's our
like fearless leader.
We love her. She's the original patron and we love her so much. All right, Jackie, I could gush over you all day, but I'm not gonna because you don't want to know why? Meredith and I have drinks to drink.
Oh, that's right. We haven't done this in forever because Alicia and I recorded these like on like Mondays and it's like not really fun when we're doing old seasons, but like,
we already know.
This is a big night.
Listen, we're both going to crack open our alcohol and then we're going to tell you about this drinking game we're going to attempt to play. Yes. That's probably going to go really badly. Okay. So let's crack.
What are you drinking?
Oh, I'm just drinking a Truly lemonade because that's what was in my fridge.
I love it. I'm drinking a microbrewery here from St. Louis, a brown ale with vanilla. And look, it has a little wizard on it.
Oh my God. That's really cute.
I know.
All right. Let's crack them.
Mixing it up. We never do this segment anymore. Remember when we used to make drinks together?
I know. We were so magical, honestly. That was so much work. If the pandemic didn't hit, we would still be doing that in Chicago, probably.
Well, anyway, I mean, it requires us being in the same city. New World,
it does. Well, let me tell you about this drinking game. So this is what we're going to attempt to do. We are going to drink when the pandemic is brought up, a Vanderpump Rules baby is shown, someone curses, which that one's done. Everyone cursed all the time. Goodbye. We're hammered already. Lala, Sheena, or Ariana mention each other. Sheena talks about her birthday. Sandoval says Schwartz and Sandy's. Someone screams at each other. Someone cries. Cast fire rings are mentioned. Lisa catches up with one of the servers. We see someone in the back alley. Someone kisses, or Katie mentions joining the new bar. And listen, we're not going to expect you to remember this. We're going to try to barely remember.
I'm going to try and call it out. I feel like for us,
we'll just yell
whoever it's going to be a social. So we'll call it out as much as we can because like, this is fun. But like, we're going to be hammered in the first 5 minutes.
Someone cursing is just the worst one to mention because everyone curses.
And like, if people are playing this to our podcast, like we cuss all the time too.
I literally can't stop. So don't do that one. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
And so we didn't get a last season, but we got to look at what's coming on this season. We have parties, butts, golfing, swimming, dresses, dogs, so many parties. There's some dicks. Sheena's really happy and she cries. We find out Brock has 2 kids that he hasn't talked to in 4 years. The Toms are opening up their new bar. Sandoval and Katie butt heads. Raquel and James get into fights. Ariana and Lala get into fights. James and Brock get into fights. Schwartz sucks Sandoval's dick. Like, it's amazing. We get fucking porn. That's great. I'm just kidding. And we got a new intro.
Yes.
Which like it opens up with the power couple, the Toms and their wives, not really wives, but you know, wives. And then Charlie's in this.
Yep.
And Brock and Sheena were both there.
Mm-hmm.
Lala, I didn't think Randall was in it.
But he's in the greater group shot.
Ooh.
He's kind of the new Raquel, you know, like Raquel didn't have her own little call out, but she sometimes was in the group shot.
I liked the power shot. The second shot was James, Raquel, and Charlie. And I think that's my power threat.
Oh, wait, you posted that on our Instagram and I died. It was like when Jax.
Oh my God, Jax watching this part of the intro. And it's just the picture of Charlie, James, and Raquel. And I was like, it was funny. Okay, so we open up. The Toms are driving their motorcycle and sidecar down the street.
Love it.
We see Ken and Lisa at Tom Tom with Richardson, the hot guy from season 4 that offered to impregnate Katie. We see James giving a performance for no one in his guest room, apparently.
And Raquel being like, James, can you come help me?
You help me move a table?
Oh.
We meet Ocean, Lala's baby. There's a baby. Drink.
And she puts the breast milk in her coffee. I was like,
she drinks it.
Listen, okay. I was thinking, all right, if you're really needing some milk, I can understand it. I can ask.
You're gonna tell me Lala and Randall don't have fucking milk.
Yeah, that's the weird part. But also, isn't this like cannibalism? I think about this stuff all the time.
Eating your own milk. I don't know. I hate it. We see Ariana and Katie taking their dogs for a date walk. We meet Summer Moon, which is Sheena's baby. Drink.
Woo, man, so many babies.
So now the Toms arrive at Tom Tom with Ken and Lisa. We've been locked up for a year. We finally get the embraces we all want. The Toms are in matching ugly sweaters. People want a party. We're back. The Toms are the only ones who didn't have a baby. But you know what? Schwartz tried for 2 whole months.
I
got sex.
I like when the producer's like, what does that mean? And he's like, we had sex when the clock told us to have sex.
Yeah.
And I was like,
she was ovulating.
I love that.
So we, Lisa and Ken are planning the outdoor terrace with our friend Nick, the designer. We've seen him many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Toms now are by themselves and they discuss telling Ken and Lisa that they're going to open a new bar.
Which, like, wow.
It looks dope. Also, is that a drinking thing?
A new bar, no. It is.
Is it? The new bar. No, it's just if Katie wants to join the bar.
Oh, damn it.
Or okay, it's called no Schwartz and Sandy's. Which it will be in a second. So I think the bar looks kind of dope.
Okay. So here's the thing. They go and talk to Lisa about it and like talk about like the theme. The theme is like,
I literally don't know what he said besides something about going to your grandma's house on acid.
Yeah. So I don't really know what that means. I don't have a mood board yet for what that means, but they want to name it Schwartz and Sandy's, which
drink. Well, only one of them wants to name it that. Okay.
Well, Sandoval is obviously the representative of this family.
Yes.
So those two things don't match for me. I don't mind the name Schwartz and Sandy's. This is going to be a big discussion.
We'll get to the end. I have a lot of polls to talk about.
Basically, new bar.
I don't hate the name. I think it could be better, but it makes me think of like a fun beach shack. Come on over to Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yes, but like
where the food is good, picking, and the drinks are better. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Like those two can't go together. We can't move forward like this.
No, not
in my opinion.
Well, now we go to where Katie and Ariana are, and they're actually discussing the bar. And Katie informs Ariana that Schwartz hates the name.
Yeah,
but he like doesn't have any balls, so of course he can't say anything.
Oh, of course not.
But Katie thinks that this is a family business. So once it's all set up, she's going to get involved. And that, friends, is a drink.
Is Katie mentioning joining the new bar?
Ah, so Ariana has gotten very close to Katie. Tom Sandoval and Katie have been friends for years and all they do is butt heads. So Ariana knows Katie joining this bar will be bad for this relationship.
Which I'm going to say this. So last season we had Stassi and Sandoval butting heads. And I don't think we ever got Katie and Sandoval really butting heads as much because there were way bigger people to fight with Sandoval. So we saw that a lot more, but this doesn't shock me that they don't get along as much.
I think of it more as a brother-sister relationship where like everything, they just get annoyed with each other.
Yeah,
like
they've just known each other for too long. They know the buttons.
And they're the only two that haven't hooked up. Like, you know.
They are different people. Like you can tell like their styles are very, very different.
And they're both dating Tom Schwartz. So that's got to cause a lot of drama.
That's true. They're like sister wives.
Okay, what do you think about Katie being involved with the bar, though? Do you think she has a right to be involved, or do you think this is a Tom's thing?
Well, it doesn't shock me that she wants to be involved. I think the question is just, like, at what capacity, and, like, what are those conversations that we haven't seen yet? Because we've obviously haven't seen these people in, like, 2 years, so there's a lot that's happened that led up to this.
We know Katie and Schwartz have a prenup. We know that they signed that. So with that being said, if this is just a Tom Schwartz bar adventure, they're in charge. Like Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval are in charge of Katie. But if Katie puts in money for this, then she can kind of be more involved to, I think, the capacity.
Or if like her and Tom have had those conversations, Tom Schwartz have had those conversations about like
he told her, of course,
being involved in designing, you know, like there could be like one piece of it that she's like, I really want to you know, I want to help here.
Schwartz is telling her whatever she wants to hear. Yeah. So he can have 5 minute sex, maybe get her pregnant and walk away. We know.
I don't think this would just be all Katie's idea. I think Tom would be asking for advice or her questions where then she gets involved and then has an interest. That's more and more.
True. Yeah. We all know Tom Sandoval's the anal one in his relationship. So Ariana knows fucking nothing.
Yeah.
So now we're back to Tom. We find out Ken and Lisa support what the Toms are doing. They understand. They only have 5% in TomTom anyway. So like, go to your own bar.
Well, see how hard it is. I'm shocked that they would kind of join a different venture. I like wish we would have, and this again is just timing because of like how the pandemic worked and when we could film, but I would love to know if Tom and Sandoval tried to do another bar with like Lisa and Ken first, and just maybe they weren't interested in opening another bar.
My only thing is I'm curious with Ken and Lisa own obviously the name TomTom, but how do they, I guess they don't own the actual Toms as their.
No, they probably don't. I would be very shocked if they signed like a non-compete because like you said, they only have 5%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Okay. They're just
like small investors, if you think about it.
So let's go to Sir. We haven't been here in so freaking long. I was so excited. Peter was not here and I'm sad. I'm fucking sad about it. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to add something to the drinking game forever. Yeah. Is Alicia talking about Peter.
I love Peter. Okay, so everyone's masked up. We see Raquel and Charlie. They are working. We see for a second Mia, the new hostess, who I think might become a player later because she was name mentioned.
I agree. Not sure. There has to be something why we got a name.
Because we didn't see that bartender that was shaking drinks. We didn't get her name.
No.
So.
Nope.
So Lisa's here. She takes a minute to talk to Charlie and Raquel. Which are
so Lisa nice. Talking oh, to someone. To
the staff. Yay. So Charlie has some like 3 auditions. Great. She's never going to leave Sir though, because she's on the show. Goodbye, Charlie. So Lisa asked Raquel about James. We find out he's good. He's been sober for almost 2 years. Yay! In 2 months, it'll be 2 years.
And it's so exciting. He'll be in here later today. So we'll see him soon.
And he's been sober since the ultimatum that Raquel gave him, which we all saw last season.
You go, girl.
Amazing. But then we find out he's doing a California sober, which is just you smoke weed.
Yes. Which this I feel like is a very common thing. Like, isn't this how Demi Lovato is?
Yeah. She recently, I think, had to stop doing that for issues. But I think personally, I think if your main issue was drinking,
yeah,
if you want to smoke a little weed, like fine, but no other drugs.
I think that's if you can handle that, it's all. And I feel like it's never a one size fit all. So if it works for him, and like if Raquel and him are both happy, I'm on board
with it. Yes. But then we see James. He's at Sir. He sits down with Lisa. He tells her he's been doing a lot of self reflecting. He's doing better without alcohol. He's DJing so well. He's on another fucking level. That's fucking James Kennedy, the white Kanye baby.
He is just taking it everywhere. He's ready to take over the world. You know,
well,
sober James is going off.
But first he wants to take over Sir. So he asked Lisa if he could get his boob back.
About that DJing gig. Remember whenever you told me if I got my life together, here we are life together post pandemic.
But then Lisa lets him know that he doesn't have his life together because he recently texted her son, Max,
ooh,
a bunch of weird ass texts. Let me read them.
Do you have them? Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of fucking laughed a little because they were so ridiculous. They're so ridiculous. So
can I say really quick? I'm going to just say this. This storyline feels fake to me.
I mean, I don't know.
Just say.
I think if this really happened and it's not fake, I think Max is obviously in the right because
I don't understand. Very petty and like
I don't understand.
Me neither. Okay, go ahead.
James sent the following text to Max. You're fat and nobody likes you. Sorry, it's like not funny, but these are so stupid. It's
so ridiculous. Yeah.
You're a miserable fuck and you always have been. All I could do is think about how fat you look. Honestly, fuck you. You're a prick. There's one more, but I think I misspelled something. It doesn't matter. But basically they all talk about how fat.
It just, and a bunch of rage texts James sent Max, specifically about him being
fat. Oh, this is it. You come outside, you fat prick. I guess Max was inside. It's not funny, but he literally goes, all I can think about is how fat you look.
And I know, like, but what? Lisa reading them in her British accent to James.
And James is like, yep.
Sent them. And yep, he's
sent
like,
sent that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because when she presented, she was like, remember those boundaries we talked about with Raquel and how we talk? And he's like, yep, doing so great. I'm so embarrassed about what I talked about. And she's like, well, what about these?
You just read it. You just said the same thing to Max.
Yeah.
So this is the story, right? So Max and James had a big blowout. They met up and they were at this restaurant and James wanted to split a salad. So he went up and asked the waitress to split the salad. But then Max informed him that it costs extra money to split a salad. And James,
$10, in fact.
$10. And James, for some reason, didn't see the point. He didn't want a salad with anchovies. One of them was going to have anchovies, the other wasn't. So they were going to split the salad. I don't know. So then James was going to go cancel the split plate. But then Max was like, no, wait, you're asking the waitress too much. Like, we'll just leave it at this point.
No, but James said that.
No, Max said, like, don't do that. And James was like, but that's their job, is to wait on us.
Oh, I thought it was that James was like, I'm not going to cancel it because.
No.
Oh, I
because that's when James went off. He's like, what am I paying them for? Like, okay. That's their job. So James was the one that was like, it's fine. They are supposed to wait on us. So then James put his finger in Max's water. It's not funny, but it's so funny.
It's just like so kindergarten. This is why I think this is fake. It's so dumb.
He puts his finger in Max's water and splashes it on his face to wake him up. And then Max stands up. So James thinks that Max is going to hit him. And so a heater goes flying and starts a fire in the restaurant. Yeah,
James stood up and he like pushed over a heater.
And it started a fire. So I don't even know who's right. I think it's Max.
I think it's Max. Listen, but one thing I'm going to actually wait to say my comments until we go till like we
pick their this fight. Okay, so basically Lisa tells James he has to apologize to Max, but Max has blocked James on everything. So yes. James doesn't know how he's going to apologize.
But James does say he will apologize. He's like, yeah. He's willing to make it right.
Well, Lisa will figure it out or something.
And how sucky is this? This is why you can't be friends with the boss's son, because then you have like little tiffs and it's like, well, now I can't DJ at Sir because I have to like make good with this guy.
It's so funny though. It like cracks me up.
All the hurdles James has to go through just to all fucking DJ a fucking
salad. All because of a salad. Okay, so we go to Sheena and Brock's apartment. It's in Hollywood, not Marina Del Rey.
They've moved.
And the baby's here. Sheena is taking care of the baby. She goes into how her and Brock have been together for almost 2 years. They met in San Diego, I think at a music festival. And she saw this hot Aquaman guy with an accent. And they did the dirty dancing move and kiss.
Yeah.
Listen, so, if I'm at a fucking festival and I see some idiots doing the dirty dancing move, I'm judging. Fuck you guys.
Oh, of course.
But it's fine. So then
they live- good for them, I guess.
They live together during the pandemic and they have a baby, and Brock is the one.
The one.
Not Shay, not Rob.
You know what? I appreciate her for acknowledging this.
I love the joke. Sheena's good at poking fun at herself.
Thank you.
She even was like, you know, Shay, I thought he was the one because he was my husband and Rob could hang a TV really quick.
I loved it. But like,
Brock's the one.
Yeah. She's like, I know I've said it before.
So Meredith, I want a really quick cheers to our fallen soldiers, Shay and Rob.
Man, I really needed a TV hung.
I know. He's gone. He's dealing with the divorce closet. My favorite storyline.
Never forget.
That's my favorite storyline. Okay, so now we go to Lala and Randall's house. Lala's pumping out some breast milk. Mm-hmm. We literally see a video of her kid coming out.
Oh my god,
it's your birth video.
It's kind of like Kourtney Kardashian, how like Kourtney grabbed the baby out, except it just like was a similar this one experience
slid out. Yeah, it was a quick slide. Lala loves to breastfeed, but she's upset because Randall won't try her breast milk and she thinks that would be really hot. What do we think about this? The way I read that was just like matter of fact, because I don't think that's hot.
that I just love how it's like, what pisses Lala off is that she thinks it'll be hot.
Like, it's not. Okay, we're gonna get to even weirder stuff because Lala wrote a book and it is being released, oh, I think, God, the day this is airing.
Yeah, so people, she's are like gonna, on her press tour, her digital, like virtual press tour.
Yeah, so people are reading her deepest, darkest secrets, including that when she's mad at Randall, she sticks his toothbrush.
She did it once, butt. I think she said.
But that's horrifying. That's how you get hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Is that
because funny? I've gotten that before. What? Not because of the same reason, but so hand foot.
Oh,
I'm sweating. Okay.
My so God.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease is when your poop particles get into your mouth.
It's pink eye for your mouth.
Yes. I got it because I was puking at a party and I like forced myself to puke and my hand was on the toilet. So that's how I got it. I know, disgusting. I never puke the same again if I'm drunk.
So, how have I never gotten hand, foot, and mouth disease? Everyone in at that college way?
Should. So basically, this is disgusting. This is okay.
What stresses me out is Randall doesn't, maybe he does now, but like you didn't know when that happened. So it's hard to prep for the future. And Lala says that like if they get into a fight, Randall,
he's not going to brush his teeth.
I would have a lockbox for my toothbrush.
Same. I'm sure.
This is my biggest fear. Like, okay, listen, not my biggest one, but this is a fear of mine.
If I read this in my partner's book, they're getting a divorce. They're not married yet,
but yeah.
Oh, we're not. You're lucky we have a kid, or else I wouldn't talk to you because that's insane.
I would fucking put like one of those baby cameras on my toothbrush.
I would always have secret toothbrushes hidden. I would probably interchange them without
like weekly. If I was that rich, yeah. Oh,
this is why Meredith and I can't date anyone.
I'm like
this
really stressed out about this.
Okay. So now we go back to Sheena's for a little bit. Brock and Sheena are eating. It is Sheena's birthday and she's the one that reminds us. So we have to drink because Sheena brought it up.
I actually love Sheena's birthday and I love that it always like, because of how they film.
Yes. Brock totally forgot, but Sheena doesn't seem mad because he's the one. He's like, I surprised you and myself with this.
Listen, this is a normal guy thing. So like, I'm not too concerned about this, but I think this is funny. Hilarious.
So basically they're going to have a backyard hibachi grill at Ariana and Tom's, but Sheena needs to invite Katie and Schwartz first.
Also, just a weird note, Sheena and Brock are in an apartment. Everybody else has houses. In a house. I've just mentally put this in my mind. I'm not trying to shame her. I'm just like,
yes,
Sheena, I need you to have more room for you. You stress me out in this apartment.
Yeah. I mean, maybe her and Brock love it.
I guess
he's
so.
The one you can, the one is you can live in a small apartment with each other and your baby
and not know each other's birthdays.
I don't know. Okay. So she's going to text Katie and invite her. Meanwhile, Katie's at Lala's. Mm-hmm. She sees baby Ocean.
Drink.
Oh, is that a drink?
Mm-hmm.
So Lala's talking about some night nurse. Cause of course she has a night nurse. And Katie gets the text from Sheena. And Lala's like, hey, Katie, read me that text. What does it say?
Hell yeah.
So basically, Katie reads the text and Lala's like, well, I'm definitely not invited. So back at Sheena, she's discussing inviting Lala. And she knows, like, she doesn't think Lala knows how upset Sheena was that Lala wasn't there for her during Sheena's miscarriage. So the story was Sheena had a miscarriage. She called Lala about it. And this is where there's two different sides. Lala says that Sheena wanted to be alone. Sheena said Lala didn't come over for her because she was with celebrities. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about this anymore. I'm sorry.
And Brock was golfing.
Yeah, Brock was golfing. So like everyone's a fucking mess. But Sheena was very upset about it. We see her crying on her blog. Someone cries, drink, hooray.
Oh, man.
I have another drink, like, just in case, but I don't
know. Oh, my God, I didn't even think about getting a second drink.
The stress on Meredith's face was insane.
I'm, like, reading all the rules, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm never going to make it through this.
So Sheena says she just, like, really needed Lala in Palm Springs. But Lala was at dinner with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. So I would also probably be at dinner with Megan Fox because she's my woman crush. Like of all time, I fucking can love see her.
How this happens, especially if somebody told you they didn't need you.
Also, no offense, Sheena, but you are Megan Fox.
If I'm already at the dinner with celebrities, yes. I can't leave. I'm going to tell you, Alicia, this now. If you ever need me, it doesn't have to be for this exact reason, but if I'm at a dinner with celebrities, I'm already there. I can't make it unless
that's
like,
fine.
I'm literally the last person and you are going to die. That's the only reason you can pull me out of there.
That's fine. And with that, Meredith, I would probably run you over with a car to meet Megan Fox. So
you concur. You will kill
that's
me.
That's where we are. Okay. So Lala then says her side and basically says she was really put on the spot and Brock was golfing. So Brock went golf.
Like where the hell was he?
He was busy. So like, why do you blame Lala for it? And Sheena and Brock have confirmed that he was golfing. Yes. She checked his location.
And she says like she was upset, but they like breeze past it on their side, on Sheena and Brock's side. They're like, and I checked your location, you were golfing, which sucked. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. So Lala is saying that she said she could come over later, but Sheena was hurt and she said no. You know what? Again, I don't care unless I have receipts. I don't really give a fuck because everyone lies. But Lala says, Lala goes into her side. It. Yeah. So, yes. So then Sheena on her podcast talked about how Lala was a bad friend.
I remember this.
And then Lala started getting really bad messages about how people were telling her to miscarry with Ocean, that's awful. That's fucking awful. That to me is in no way Sheena's fault. Cause that's like crazy fans, but Sheena really put her on blast.
That's the thing is like, even if these are like D-list celebrities, you know, that there's like fan bases. And even if you don't want that to happen, that is a reaction that
happens. Yeah.
From like Sheena's podcast, that's a reaction that's going to happen. And like Sheena does need to take ownership of some of that. Like it's not her fault that people like sent those messages, but it's a ripple effect that she kind of caused.
So Sheena says that she's very forgiving. So she's going to invite Randall and Lala, which I think this is like Sheena to a fault is forgiving. I think it's a good thing and a bad thing because sometimes she forgives when she shouldn't. It's
great for the TV show because we always get people together. But I'm like, Sheena, this is something that I like kind of want her to stick up for herself. Like she's 100% right, but I feel like this is a big moment and this isn't the moment to mend your friendship.
I appreciate Sheena reaching out. I think she's always going to be the one to send an olive branch.
Yeah. It just hurts me for her.
It almost hurts me because Lala was talking so much smack, even when she got the invitation and she was basically like, of course I'm going to fucking go. Fuck you, Sheena. And I was like, this poor Sheena is just like,
I know,
trying to be really nice.
She cares too much.
Justice for Sheena.
My mom asked, I said that phrase, like justice for someone, like someone on Big Brother, the show that we watch, my mom was like, is that a real hashtag? And I was like, that's just a thing.
It's a justice for anyone, mom. So but
specifically Sheena.
Lala's gonna go, so we'll see.
Let's see where that one goes.
Tom and Ariana's house. Good morning. It is the day of Sheena's birthday. This is one of my favorite scenes. Wanna know why? Because Tom Sandoval gets up and has a full coffee bar in his house. He has
a freaking Nespresso right next to the bed. It makes for a lap. This is my dream.
He goes 2 feet from the bed to make an espresso.
They have a mini fridge for the milk. This is like amazing. Alicia, I know you don't like coffee, but like, isn't this insane?
I was like, holy shit, I want that. I'd be like, can you make me a tea latte? That's insane. He was like foaming the milk. Added to my
list of needs from a boy.
Literally amazing. In my studio apartment, my kitchen is too far. I need it in the dresser next to me.
From someone who basically lives in an apartment in my parents' house and I've made an apartment upstairs, this is what I want to do for myself.
Yes, this is amazing. So they win this episode just off this, but I guess we'll keep obsessed. Going. We could have ended it here, but okay. So people were super judgy about their house because they didn't have furniture for a long time, but now they have chairs for literally fucking everyone. Gorgeous. And their friends and their partners, and they have a coffee machine in their bedroom. So fuck the rest of you. They did it right.
And I'm obsessed with their headboard. I just was staring at it during this whole scene.
It was so good. So then Sheena calls It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Sheena. Woo-hoo. But Sheena calls with like some bad news because she tells Ariana that she listened to a podcast this morning where Lala was a guest and the host asked about Ariana. And Lala said, it is what it is. Let's not pretend. Ariana doesn't care about me and I don't give a fuck about Ariana, whatever, you know? And we knew there was like some beef, but Ariana opened up a lot about her depression last season.
Yeah, but like, I don't even really remember quote unquote beef between
I just remember Lala really saying like, get over it. And Ariana being hurt by that. But yes, there was no beef from like Lala to Ariana. I think Ariana was just hurt.
A major friendship fight. I think Lala's just abrasive and Ariana pushed back on it.
I think Lala, I don't think she likes to be called a bad friend. And I think Ariana was like, you weren't a good friend to me. So yeah. Lala's now like, fuck you. We don't care about each other. This hurt. This was like sad for me and because I love Ariana and Lala, but this like kind of sucked.
I agree because I'm pretty sure when this press tour was happening, one, it's supposed to be about your book, like focus on your freaking book. Like, why do you have to like talk about me?
Yeah.
And the news that they were filming, I think had already been announced. So I think that's why they asked about the cast, but still.
Okay. Still. Also, so Ariana does say she doesn't give a fuck about 99% of people, but we get the receipts to show that she did care about Lala.
Yes.
When everyone else hated Lala, Ariana was there in season 4. And when Ariana was horny, her and Lala hooked up. There was nowhere else to go from that. But we saw the receipts. You're good. Not of the hookup, but of everything else.
Especially for Ariana. I feel like Ariana isn't that like gushy girl type.
No.
So for Ariana, like this is a lot. This is definitely a friendship to her. So then to have somebody basically say that we don't give a fuck about each other, it's like, oh, so you never cared about me.
Yeah.
That sucks to hear.
Ariana's kind of rightfully pissed.
Yeah. And Tom says he thinks that she's just trying to get a soundbite to then create buzz for the book, which I can get that too. But here's the thing. If you're going to do that type of shit, I personally can be on board, but I need a text to tell me that like, hey, I just said this. I just kind of said it. I didn't really
also,
mean it.
You don't have to be like
what I said.
We don't give a fuck about each other. You could be like, we butt heads all the time. She could be so annoying.
Yeah, but like let's be honest, we don't give a fuck about each other. It's a better like soundbite. So if you don't mean it and you do care about me, just then text me and tell me you messed up.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the comedy of the episode. We're at Villa Rosa. Max is here. He has the weirdest hairdo. He is rich.
It is like,
will his parents not afford a barber?
Here's what I would describe it as. It is a mullet, but like a 1920s, you know, women's hair with those curls inset.
That's
1920s
really good.
Women's hair mullet.
I was going to go with curly haired hockey player tries to grow his hair out for playoffs. That's what that looked like. It was a mess. Can't do long hair.
Listen, when you got the hockey game at 7, but the 1920s movie premiere at 10,
you gotta do both.
So
James is coming over because Lisa wants James and Max to work it out because Max has been avoiding James and they've been best friends since season 4 or 3.
Like 10 years of friendship. They say 10 years of friendship.
So Max says that James doesn't deserve to be forgiven, but James wants to be forgiven because he wants to come DJ and Max works at Sir, which is still ridiculous. Why is Max working at the restaurant his parents own? And
why is he the gatekeeper? This is kind of dumb. I don't like this, that he's
Pandora
the gatekeeper.
Pandora is literally fucking selling sangria and whatever else.
And like vodka.
They have a favorite child and I hate it. That's why I support Max.
Well, here's the thing is Pandora's their blood like child. Max is adopted.
It just looks so sad though. It looks so bad.
I know. I'm just pointing it out.
I know. So James is here. He's very scared to be walking up in Villa Rosa. It's like the principal's office. So he comes in the kitchen. Him and Max have a really nice handshake. How are you doing?
James is showing a lot of restraint in my opinion.
So they sit down and Max says he doesn't understand why James was so aggressive because all Max said was it costs $10 to split a plate, which is a good question, I think. So Max then says he thought James was on drugs. And then James says, no, he only took the pre-workout
pill. I only took that pre-workout pill.
And they both took it. Which do we really think?
Here's the thing. A, if they did take drugs, I think it's kind of shitty for Max to put this camera.
Yeah.
This is a real dig. Even if it's true, but still, like, you should try and support your friend and his sobriety, even if he's not sober, and try that, to work that out off camera.
Yes.
Because James kind of deserves this comeback tour for at least a hot second.
Do we think it was a pre-workout pill?
No, I don't, because Lisa goes, what? She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, I'm going to really quick, we forgot to mention some drinking, so we're going to take a quick drink break.
Oh,
Ariana, Sheena, and Lala talked about each other. I just looked really quick because I think we're supposed to drink with a fight, which is what we're about to get. So I'm excited.
Oh, yes.
Or something. I don't even know, but great. Everyone's cursing in this situation. So we'll just.
Lots of cuss words flying.
Max then says he's totally chill. He was chill. After the pre-workout pill. And now James is getting really heated in person.
This makes me think it wasn't a pre-workout pill because of how defensive
James is getting.
And how Max keeps saying, well, why wasn't I affected? Which, let me just say this. Everybody gets affected differently.
Yes.
By stuff. So this could be plausible. I'm just saying the defensiveness is what is triggering it for me.
So Max says he's not going to take any credit for the restaurant, I assume lighting on fire, because he was chill.
Which I think is messed up. Everybody James has a percentage of fault in an argument. And James is only asking for 5%.
5%. He wants Max to take 5%. I feel
like that's a great deal.
But he says no. And James is being the victim. And Max says this is the only thing. Max says he always has accepted James's apology.
Yes.
When he was an alcoholic, he always gave James the benefit of the doubt, always had of his back. He always dealt with James, but he's sick and tired of it. So James says he's sorry and he didn't mean any of the fat prick messages he sent to Max. And James is still kind of being rude to Matt, like a little bit. He's like, whatever, I'm sorry. Sorry, you're a fat prick. I shouldn't have texted you that. Like, he's kind of having that.
I interpret this as like
he's all mad.
Max did put some digs kind of in there.
Yeah.
And they were lighter, but like James then finally gives Max a dig, and Lisa's like, that's mean. And I was like, well, I mean, Max has said during their little tiff, whenever Max stood up, he was like throwing some lighter digs at James, and that's not fair because that's your son. You're gonna like anytime he gets
James just doesn't know light versus heavy, like,
yes, James went heavy, but like but my problem is that people antagonize James a lot, and so then he fights,
he goes defense mode,
and people are like, I can't believe you would say that. Well, you did start it.
Yes. And I think it doesn't help that Max is kind of keeping his head together and James is very heated right now.
Yes. So it's just going to spiral for James.
Crazier. Yes.
Yeah.
So Max says he's done. He doesn't want James at Sir. And James is like, wait a second. That was on the table. What? I'm so sorry. Like, now he's like, wait. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
And so Max is really mad. And then that's when James calls Max weak. And then Max is like, this is what James does. Goodbye, James. You're an asshole. And James calls him a boring little boy like he's always been. And so Lisa's like, what the fuck's happened? I didn't mean for any of this to happen.
Yeah.
And so she like says goodbye to Max. She a little bit yells at James, but she's more like, what have I done? I've made it worse.
Yeah, I think Lisa is pretty good at being impartial in situations. And
not with her kids. Come on.
I know, but what I'm about to say is that I think she was impartial enough by the end of this to be like not scolding James, because I feel like she could have, but that wouldn't have been right as an employer, like trying to mediate this.
And then that's when James starts crying because he doesn't. So Max is gone and James is just crying with Lisa and says he doesn't understand why he treats his friend like that, which I'm like, do you just get so heated that you can't like see the end?
I think he sees red and is just like, you're hurting me, so I'm going to hurt you 10 times harder.
Ah, Which James.
That isn't just a drunk sober thing.
That I can do be that.
Switch. It wasn't just a drunk problem. That's where he really has to work on himself. I think it was exasperated when he was drunk and he did a lot more, but it's clearly still a problem.
Listen, if I ever rage text one of my friends, all I can think about is how fat you are. I need to go to therapy more.
From a person who has rage texted, it's never
But were easy. You sober?
No.
That's, if I soberly message
yeah,
you
but like,
and say,
he was like, on a pre-workout pill. Here's the thing. I think they were probably both on drugs. If one of them was on drugs, I think they both were.
Yes. And I don't
because
think it was a
this
pre-workout
escalated
pill.
Too quick over fucking $10.
But question, why are we on drugs and ordering a fucking salad?
Also, later it got changed to like chicken parm.
Yeah, James says something about a chicken
that's
parm.
That's why I think this is
like
fake.
A $45 chicken parm. And I was
yes,
like,
that's
where
why
do
I
order
think this
your
is,
chicken parm?
I don't know. I just think this is fake because it basically starts over $10.
So yeah, I don't know. It's just a salad with anchovies and a chicken parm. But we're going to cheers because James cried. So I'm going to drink.
Oh, I'm crying from like laughing.
It's the funniest thing. This is like one of those Bravo mysteries that now we're going to be like, was it a salad or was it a chicken parm?
It's about the pasta.
Was it a pre-workout
you know, it's
pill?
The new pasta reference.
Splitting the salad.
Was it about... splitting the salad or was it about drugs?
I hope Andy really quick is like, what is this pre-workout pill that you guys took?
He better ask.
You better. So now we're at Katie and Tom's house. Katie's cutting Tom's hair. Schwartz admits that he's been self-absorbed and manic about the restaurant, but that's okay to Katie because she wants to be involved. This could be their baby.
Drink.
What happened? Oh, she wants to be involved.
Yeah. Katie joining the restaurant. This is the conversation I needed. Are Katie and Tom talking about her being involved and what is he saying?
Yes. Listen, my red flag though was like Katie going, this could be our baby. And it's like, well, it's Tom Sandoval's baby too. So like shared custody gets weird.
Yes. And this is like, you're a step parent of the baby.
And then in his interview, Schwartz is like, Katie hates people. And that's like the restaurant business. So like, I don't think she should be, but in person he never says that to her.
No, but she also does give her like pitch, her elevator pitch, that she has the most restaurant experience in this couple.
Listen, don't tell Sandoval that though.
Yeah, but he has the bar experience. She would have like
the restaurant. She'd take over she'd be the Peter.
I think she can add valuable experience in a way she wants
she
to be involved.
She should be the Peter, right? She's on the floor and she's fucking running it and she's super close to the owners. But we all know Tom Sandoval loves to get behind the bar and run it his way. So that's where the issue is.
Like they're the Lisa in the situation and Katie's the Peter.
Yes.
You can make her involved, but you know, she doesn't get to talk about how the naming rights outside of being Tom's husband and like the sounding board.
Below. Yeah. She is still below the owner.
Yeah. Like she doesn't get a vote in this stuff, but when it comes to, hey, this is logistically what will work best when we're open, her opinion is valid.
Exactly. Okay, so now we are at Tom and Ariana's house. We're getting ready for Sheena's birthday. And Sheena and Brock are the first to arrive. And Tom Sandoval's in a pink wig. And we find out later because the theme is pink and black. And that's because the only thing that fits Sheena is her pink dress and her hair
is
black.
I love that. Good for her.
That's great. Good for her. There's a lot of people here, but some notable entrances. Charlie is here with a boy.
Yes, who we never see the boy again.
No. James and Raquel are here. Raquel calls Brock daddy and she didn't
mean
it dirty.
No, she's so cute. She's like, how are you doing, daddy? Like new dad
like,
type.
Hi,
and
new
he's
dad,
like,
yeah.
And he goes, daddy's doing great. And then he goes, I shouldn't have said that.
It was cute. I don't think Raquel got it, which is like even more cute.
No, but which Brock, like I get it because like when a baby's born, that's what people do. They're like how's mom and dad?
Also, I feel like daddy became a dirty term recently. So like people don't know. It might've always been a dirty term, but now
it's
publicly
weirder
dirty.
When your peer age says it, and especially a girl, like if his mom walked in and was like, how's daddy doing? You know, like it's clearly
with like the kid or if someone's like, look, it's daddy.
Yeah. But without the kid there, it makes it how's sexual.
Daddy? And he's like, daddy's great. Oh,
daddy's doing great.
Okay, so Katie and Schwartz show up, and then Lala's here, and Lala and Sheena do hug. They're very civil. James loves Sandoval's mocktail. He's obsessed with it. The best fucking thing in the world. And Sandoval loves making cocktails. He's made three. He's made Summer's Eve, Summer's Night, and the Ocean for babies. And that's when we find out Summer's Eve is not a good name, because that's what you wash your vagina with. That's how you douche.
Yeah. I like See, this is why Katie would be helpful.
Helpful. So just Lala, a girl's perspective. Well, Schwartz was the one that was like, that's a bad name.
That's true. He was like Schwartz. Sheena and Schwartz were like, and Sandoval's like, what? And they're like,
the douche. And then Lala said she still uses Summer's Eve, which this got a lot of traction on Twitter. People were like, that's bad for you. You shouldn't douche with Summer's Eve. It's like a drugstore shampoo. Don't use it. Stop. So, so now it's magic show time. We have a magician, which personally I found kind of stupid, but I do like magic.
Okay, so Lala's like, what the fuck are we doing? Is this a kid's birthday party? Which I was kind of like, all right, I had the
I got it. But I'm that person where if someone's like, here's a magician, I'm like, ew, fuck that. But then after like 2 minutes, I'm very involved in the magic.
Yeah, I would look to my best friend and be like, what the fuck are we doing here? And then it's
I'd participate. I'd be like, how'd you do that? I'd be fucking Ariana like, whoa, how do you do that?
And it got awesome, especially with the Sheena's ring trick. And even Lala admits it was cool.
That was dope.
I'm befumbled.
Also, I would just like to mention, most of them are getting drunk. So drunk magician sounds kind of fun.
That's a good point. I mean, the only people who probably aren't drinking here are James, Sheena, and Lala.
Why wouldn't Sheena be drinking?
Well, because they had kids.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just my assumption. The minute
my kid comes out, someone better hand me some fucking alcohol.
Like, that doesn't mean she like that. Those are the three people I could pick who aren't drinking.
I for sure don't think Lala was, because she was drinking a bubbly water.
Yes.
And James obviously I don't think is. So okay, so now it's food time, and I would just like to say everything from here on out, I want to be Charlie and Ariana. They are drunk, loving it, best friends.
Yes. And listen, I love this idea of this version of a pandemic birthday with a hibachi grill. I'm so hungry. And I just want to announce I am having crappy Chinese food because of this tonight.
This is awesome. So Katie tells Sandoval. So Katie and Sandoval are sitting next to each other, which is just bad. But Katie tells Sandoval that she talks.
Clearly the producers set the table.
They put name tags. So she says that she's talked to Schwartz about her role in the restaurant, and she was thinking she could be like a maitre d'.
Which I'm like, Katie, do you even know what a maitre d' is?
Which Schwartz was like, okay. Or Sandoval was like, okay. It like, enjoy that, I guess.
Yes.
So then Sandoval says they're really trying to, because someone asked like, do you have a name? And he's like, we're trying to incorporate our names. And Katie tells Sandoval that she and Schwartz hate the name he's picked out. But then he asks, you ever heard of a Schwartz and Sandy's? Everyone drink.
Cheers.
Schwartz and Sandy's, baby.
Is that a thing?
Well, or Katie's like, I've never heard of a Schwartz and Sandy's, and I never want to.
I love how Katie like outs her husband, though. I don't think she knows. It doesn't seem like Schwartz has said he hates the name.
He just said like, let's keep brainstorming. And Katie's like, you need to, because we both hate it. And which I don't think that sits well with Sandoval when Katie's like, we both hate that name. Cause Sandoval's like, well, your opinion doesn't really matter. And you're probably influencing my boy. So,
which that's not fair, because that's part of marriage.
Yeah. So Sandoval says that Schwartz does like it. And now Schwartz appears, and he's like, and that's when Sandoval's like, dude, I bought fucking domains for Schwartz and Sandy's. Everyone,
well, he's like, I bought 18. He says 18. He bought a total of 18 domains just in case. And Schwartz and Sandy's was one of them.
Schwartz goes, don't tell me you bought Schwartz and Sandy's. And he's like, of course I bought Schwartz and Sandy's.
Actually, I think it was
$18.
I think it was six domains, and Schwartz and Sandy's was $18. Yeah.
Yeah. And Schwartz was like, oh no, I don't like that name. Ooh, that's hard. But he didn't like say it aggressively like Katie. He was just like, oh buddy, we'll talk. So yeah. Ariana's trying to mediate and she's like, no worries. There'll be a name that comes along that the two of you will love.
Which I agree.
And Katie's like, well, and me, I also need to like this name. And that's when Sandoval is like, no, fuck you. So Sandoval walks away with Schwartz because like, Sandoval's livid. He's like, yes. I don't give a fuck if Katie wants to be the maitre d', but she does not come in here telling me how to name Schwartz and Sandys.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Katie's opinions. That's on you to like hear her opinions. I don't want them.
No more. That's what he says. No more.
Which this is funny because they like go inside the house and the camera crew's like running after them.
I know. Sure. Sandoval got out of there so fucking fast.
Yes.
He was like, we're not fucking doing this. Okay. Would you think that would count as someone screaming at each other?
I personally don't.
Okay. But okay. We'll just keep going. Okay, so James then makes a toast. Happy birthday to Sheena. It's been a long year. Everyone drink because the pandemic has been mentioned, right?
Yes, and congrats to our moms.
Congrats. And James then invites everyone to Palm Springs because Coachella's canceled. And these people love Coachella. And so we're going to do our own mini Coachella where White Kanye will probably perform.
I love this. I think this is a fabulous idea.
Yeah, great. So Sheena thinks everyone's having like a really good time. Charlie asked Lala how it's going. And it's like everyone's having a fun time. Everyone's talking. But then Sheena's like, I need to talk to Lala.
Yes.
And Charlie's
this is
like,
the time.
Okay. And Brock is like, throw in a pool if she starts clapping at you.
Which I don't like that.
Brock should shut the fuck up. So then.
I don't like when the guys get involved. I don't like when significant others truly get that involved in the fight.
Exactly. So Lala has excused herself to put pads in her bras because she's leaking. Just mom things. And so Sheena goes inside and meets her. Mm-hmm. And wants to talk. And Lala is nothing if not like horrendous or like horrified by this. She does not want to do this.
Yeah. Which I appreciate. Lala's like, listen, I don't think this is the time or place. Let's on do this birthday. Another time.
But Sheena doesn't want to wait. It's her birthday. It's her funeral. So good luck. Just kidding. So Sheena, you know, goes into her side. She needed Lala. She needed a friend. Lala wasn't there for her. Lala says she answered every phone calls and all the phone calls offered to come. But Sheena said she wanted to be by herself. And then when Sheena did want people,
Lala was busy.
She was going to dinner with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. So
a big priority.
Lala says she was there, maybe not in the way Sheena wanted, but she's not going to apologize for, you know, being there at her own degree. And so Sheena says she was just hurt. And we admit that she wanted Lala to read her mind.
Yeah, that like, well, because Sheena says like, well, you shouldn't have believed me that I like wanted to be alone. You should have just been there for me, which this made me really think about it. And I feel like a lot of people do this where you say one thing because you want to be tough and you want to show that you're fine, but like, we're not fine sometimes. And we want our friends to be like superheroes and to be able to read our minds and just be there for us.
I do that a lot. I'll be like, I want to be alone. And then the minute I say it, I'm kind of like, I've regretted that decision.
And it's hard to walk it back.
Yes. But you just got to admit and be like, never mind. That was false. I do not want to be alone.
Which Sheena basically did. She finally admitted it wasn't.
Yeah, but it was too late. Yeah. You got to find someone else. And Brock was golfing. So
yeah. And that's, I don't like that. That like, this is all on Lala. And Brock doesn't share any of this responsibility.
Yeah. So then Lala says the day she found out she was going to have a baby girl, that's when Sheena decided to tell everyone about their big uproar. And then tells Sheena that she got all those wishes to miscarry Ocean. And so Sheena
and
then,
crying here. Speaking of, someone cries.
Drink. So Sheena finally understands her role in this. She apologizes for expecting Lala to read her mind. They want their kids to be friends. Lala's very emotional about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're so sad that they didn't get to share their pregnancy journeys, because mm-hmm. that's kind of a once in a lifetime thing. Like, they'll never get that time back.
They'll probably never be pregnant exactly at the same time.
At the same time. Together. Yeah. Like, this was such a unique experience for, who was it? Basically, it was Brittany, Lala, and Sheena all pregnant and like all had their babies within a month of each other. Well, no. Like, well, yes, Stassi was pregnant too, but she had hers a few months prior. But those That's three true. Girls had their babies within a month of each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, listen, I like that they made up.
Me too.
I like
how they made up, because this is not the same as the Max and James thing, but they kind of both took accountability for what happened and where they both went wrong, and can see like how the other one was hurt.
Listen, I appreciate this, but I do fucking love a Max James fight. I think 20-year-olds who are drunk is just more fun. It's
100%
more fun to watch.
No, I agree. I'm just saying this was a great makeup.
I'm happy for their friendship. I'm sad for my television watching. I just wanted more drama.
Okay. I know. I wish we would have been able to, again, like, we missed so much time in these
people's
lives. Yeah, like, this would have been a good fight when it was happening.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. So Lala comes back outside. She's like sitting next to Ariana. She's crying. So Raquel gets sweet fucking baby angel. Sweet Raquel.
Baby angel.
She gets up. Goes to talk to Lala. She has firsthand experienced the wrath of Lala, and we get receipts. But she wants to be nice and kind to Lala, because that's the kind of sweet baby angel.
I mean, she literally is like, I've had her wrath so many times, but I choose to lead with compassion. And I'm like, Raquel, like, my heart. I wish I could be like you.
I wish I was Raquel. I'm not. I'm like Lala and rage.
I'm like, fuck you.
So Lala's crying because she's not going to get her pregnancies back. But the friendship had a breakthrough, so she's happy. I think her hormones mm-hmm. are still probably off because babies. But so Raquel then shares that she doesn't know where her and Lala stand. And that's when Lala's like, I really like you, Raquel. And Raquel's like, I'm happy about that, but because I don't need your approval anymore, but there have been times that make me nervous. And this is where I'm sure things got cut out, because this was so choppy. Like, it made no sense for Raquel to be like, are you okay? I don't know where I stand with you. There was something cut out.
Yes. So, but Lala like hangs on to the I don't need your approval.
I don't need your approval, which I think is great, because I think Raquel for a long time needed the approval of everyone in this. And I think finally she got her own 2 feet and she doesn't need fucking anyone.
That's the thing. It's like, she grew some balls. Plus she got the validation of like, she's a main cast member. She has security on this show.
Yes.
It's harder to edit her out.
James is sober. Yeah. So then this then is Lala. So Lala took this as Raquel is trying to battle her, and Raquel's like,
no,
Raquel doesn't battle anyone. So Raquel's like, no, I just want to be on the same page, because in the past it felt like we weren't on the same page, because mm-hmm. Raquel, you remember last season when they were like getting coffee and she's like, I thought we were cool. But then Lala was like talking shit. Remember the roller rink when Lala was like, fuck you, Raquel. Like, really?
Yes. Harshly. Yeah. Raquel's basically like, I feel attacked.
I have felt attacked.
Do that in the future.
Yes. And Lala says, yeah, I've attacked and I thought we were on the same page, but I guess Raquel needs to be babied more. And I was like, no. And Raquel's like, that's not what I was saying.
So I'm like, but I'll take the baby. If those are the two things, basically I have to choose between being attacked and being babied. Raquel's like, yeah. Okay. I guess in your words, I need to be babied a little bit more.
So now, but Lala goes off and kind of rages a little at Raquel and is like, oh, I'll just baby you now. I guess I'll baby you. But then she says, instead of raging at Raquel, she'll rage at Charlie.
Yeah. Well, she'll pick someone else. And she like looks around and she's like, and Charlie. I'll pick
Charlie, because Charlie's a bitch who can take it. And then Charlie hears her name and is like,
she's like, what?
Excuse me? And Ariana turns too, because she was talking to Charlie. And so I just, quick side note, Ariana is hammered.
Love it. Both Charlie and Ariana are like feeling themselves, doing great.
So Lala's raging, and she tells that, you know, her, apparently Raquel isn't over the past, but Lala's lived 100 lives since then and she's grown so much. And that's when Ariana's like, well, no, you haven't grown that much because you just raged about me on a podcast.
Yeah. Let's talk about this damn podcast. You.
I thought we were cool. And then Lala's like, I talk shit because I wear my emotions on my sleeve, which is not a good reason to talk shit. You're going to get caught for this. You're going to get caught. So drunk Ariana
rips off her jacket off of her shoulder and goes, I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
She's not having it. And so Lala's trying to yell at Ariana, but Ariana just keeps talking. So Lala's getting mad that Ariana won't shut up.
Every time Lala says something, Ariana does like an impression, quote unquote, but a hammered impression.
What was it? Oh, because Lala's like, Ariana, are you going to let me talk? And Ariana's like, oh, I'm going to let you talk.
It's just like always spaz.
It has taken over Twitter. Aww. Everyone loves it. So Lala feels the need to remove herself. And that's when Charlie's like, if you hurt Ariana's feeling, like you hurt Ariana's feelings, what, you're going to just like not take accountability? Because Charlie's a bad bitch. She's not going down.
No. Charlie doesn't mind confrontation, but she does it. Like Lala's obviously likes confrontation, but Lala likes confrontation, but she does it and leads with like all this anger and like loudness. But Charlie just like speaks normal and like confronts the problem.
She does facts. She's like, you made her sad. You're not going to tell someone how they feel. So what the fuck's up? And so Lala says that her and Ariana's relationship has been surfaced. And Ariana's like, this is when Ariana then goes, are you kidding me? And Lala's like, no, I'm not fucking kidding you. And this is the meme where Ariana's like, no, I'm not fucking kidding you. That has taken the world by storm. But
it's
the voice for me.
And
no,
the,
I'm
like,
not fucking killing you.
It's like T-Rex hands. In the voice.
It's so funny. And then this is like, Lala goes, if this Ariana is coming at me, and Ariana's like, you came at me first
and I'm
on the podcast.
You came for me. I responded. Don't get it twisted.
And so Lala says that isn't true and they don't give a fuck about each other. And Ariana says it wasn't like she did give a fuck about Lala, but now she doesn't because Lala wants to make that true. So goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.
Yeah, Lala walks out. Ariana.
I love Ariana going bye. Bye.
Me too. Love it. I love hammered Ariana. One of my favorite people ever. But Ariana says like Lala's gaslighting her and she kind of is like, she keeps trying to Lala's trying to rewrite history and speak for like their relationship. The only thing Lala can do is speak for what the relationship was on her side. And if that hurts Ariana's feelings, that does suck.
And then to me, then that would be like, I'm sorry that hurts your feelings. That's where I was coming from. Because my mom would always tell me, I know like this is cheesy, but you can't tell someone how you made them feel.
Yes. Yeah. All you can say is like, I felt like our relationship was surface level. Yeah. I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but that's where I think our friendship's at. And like, speak your truth of it.
So Katie does go after Lala and Lala,
which,
of course, is,
I'm curious, I know, if this like is going to cause an entanglement with Katie and Ariana.
I know. I thought the same thing. But Lala's basically going off about how Lala's like childish, and then Lala's going off about how Ariana is childish, and Ariana's inside just like fucking being drunk and not giving a fuck.
And so, kind of being childish, but I love it. It's because drunk people can be children.
This is what happens when a sober, like horribly raging person gets in a fight with a drunk person just trying to have fun, but you're killing their pets.
True. And again, see that people's personalities aren't just driven by alcohol. Lala is sober, whether she was pregnant or not, and clearly has kind of some anger issues that aren't just fixed because she's sober. Yeah.
James probably has similar situation. Anger issues, but he was on a pre-workout pill. So, well, whatever. So next time on Vanderpump Rules, Sandoval doesn't want Katie involved with the bar, but Schwartz is getting Katie involved with the bar. And so Charlie's going to Palm Springs. She's excited to relax. We get a lot of fashion, but then Charlie doesn't get to relax because Lala's trying to go toe to toe. And Charlie says, you might be able to fight with everyone else, but you're not going to come at me. Not in this lifetime. I love Charlie. I kind of think she's a queen. I love Charlie.
I didn't stand her last season.
No, the pasta was too much.
Reunion. Be good.
I see why she came back. I think everyone really liked her from putting Jack's misplace. Because again, he was heated and she's like, go to bed, old man. And it was just,
and I think she realized her place on the show needs to be putting people in their place.
Amazing. Like, amazing. So should we, do you want to hear the polls? Ew, I just spit the poll results, or do you want to do accepted block?
What do you mean the poll results?
I want to talk about the polls that I posted, how people feel about opinions.
Yes, I think you should do the polls and then what our patrons said, and then we can do accepted block. And then to wrap it up, if you don't mind, I watch What Happens Live and have some polls info. From that and some info.
Well, our patron said nothing, so
that's it.
Okay, so I asked everyone if they thought Schwartz and Sandy's was a good name for a bar. And three people said they love it and two people said they hate it. So
I wanted to put an asterisk on this, that I don't love it with the theme. I think the name is fine. And I feel like everybody who said yes felt the same. And some people who said no also feel the same.
Okay. Then I asked,
speak for everyone.
Are you team Ariana or team Lala in this fight? And five people voted for Ariana. And then two people voted for Lala.
Ooh.
So there is some different. I have to say most of the Twitter world was very pro Ariana in this situation.
It's hard to not
mostly
be
because she was drunk.
The drunk, funny person.
Mostly because she was drunk and funny. So then I think my last one was, oh no, here. Who would win in a fight? Charlie or Lauren from Utah? Because that's what people on Twitter call Lala when they hate her.
Yes.
And all five people that voted said Charlie.
Oh, of course. Charlie would destroy her. Drunk, hammered, sober, anything.
So then I recently right before this podcast, I posted, did James yell at Max because he was on a vitamin supplement? And one person voted yes and three people voted no. So
I do know is it wasn't a vitamin supplement. I don't know what it was.
It wasn't
but
a vitamin
there's
supplement.
No supplement will do that for you.
It's just funny. Okay, so accepted and blocked.
Do you have it? Do you know?
I know who I want to block. And this, I was thinking about this. This is going to show our true colors because our normal blockings are always Jax and Kristen, and they're not here. So now we have to pick. Because I don't think there's one person on this
I wouldn't say normal. I would say our safe zone because they are the villains of the show. So it's, who are the new villains of the show going to be? Every show needs them.
And to me, all these like main cast members we saw, I loved every one of them. I love them.
I'm going to make an early prediction. I think Brock is going to become a villain of the show.
I think Brock's going to be a villain too.
Yeah. But, okay, and Charlie or Lala, depends. I know, but it's Charlie or Lala. It depends how it's edited is how they're like, one of them.
Do you think they'll wait to edit some of them just to see how the fans react and then be like,
I think
they've already edited everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who are we blocking? I know who I want to block.
Okay. You go first. I have two, so I'll pick.
I'm going to block Lala.
Okay.
I think she was kind of unhinged. Listen, do I think she's all wrong? No, but I think if most of the world is fighting with you, you're probably not doing something completely right. And I do think it was kind of
bullshit. If you're sober and she's hammered, like you should be able to look at that. I have been in a situation where I'm sober and somebody is drunk and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to engage, but Lala engaged for a long time
and got really heated and let Ariana get the best of her. Ariana was chilling. She didn't give up. Fuck, honestly. And I do think that Lala threw the first punch, right? She was the one that said, we don't give a fuck about each other. And Ariana's like, wait, that's not true. So I just think that kind of sucks. And I do think Ariana like came out looking really good after this. Like everyone really loves her. I really loved her. So I'm going to just block Lala. I think she has a lot of emotions. Also didn't love that she was kind of trolling Sheena, and then Sheena reached out and she still kind of trolled Sheena a little bit.
Yes, so, I agree. That was one of my two that I was going to select.
All right.
I'm going to select James because this is the dumbest fight ever. Like, dude.
Like the salad.
If your end goal is to DJ at Sir, you should know in front of your boss and there's the boss's son, you just got to eat crow. Like,
yeah,
I think Max should take his 5% blame minimum.
All he's asking for is 5%.
All you have to do is James is say, I'm really sorry. It got really heated. I think it just escalated on both ends. It was a really dumb fight, very unnecessary. And I'm really sorry. Like, how can I make this better? Then just leave it.
Yeah. Agreed. So, oh my God. And they're like two of my all time favorites too.
The besties on the block. Getting cut.
Are they still friends? You think we didn't see them interact?
I don't
at all.
Think they're like real. Like, I don't think they're how they used to be. Think about how much has changed. They're just in totally different places. Of their
ain't
life.
Nobody that I'm feeling like I'm feeling you. They're not making music together anymore. Cause that was a jam. If you look up Bravo songs, like on Spotify, as like a playlist, that song is in there along with Luann, Money Can't Buy a Class.
Oh, so good.
Sorry. Okay. Accepted. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. I'm going to accept Sheena. It's her birthday. Nice. She had a baby. She mended things with Lala. You know, like she's sitting pretty despite some tears and hurt. I feel like it wrapped up really well for her. And we always have to pick the birthday girl.
Also, I appreciate her showing that her baby weight is on her because right now she looks fucking fabulous, like in real life. So she is open about not fitting in her clothes. And I agree. As a non-pregnant woman, I love it.
Let's normalize that stuff. Yeah. Like we never had kids, but like
you'll bounce back.
There are way bigger priorities after you have a kid than fitting into your jeans.
My body barely bounces back after a big meal. So like, I get
this pandemic has destroyed me because stretchy pants are
what are jeans.
I'm just yes. My jeans
whenever I'm like remotely uncomfortable, I'm like, I hate it. I'm sad.
I follow this blogger who said, who cares? Just buy the jeans that fit you. And I was like, you're right. Everybody should have like three sizes of jeans. We all fluctuate, let's be honest.
Losing weight, normal weight, gained a little weight, doesn't fucking matter. You're gonna look fabulous no matter what.
It's about confidence, and Sheena had it.
Hell yeah. So I'm going to pick Ariana, Sheena's best friend who threw our birthday party.
No, I'm sorry. You have to asterisk that as drunk Ariana.
No, because I think sober Ariana woke up with a coffee bar next to her.
Very true, actually. Good point.
Fucking win. And then she was able to get drunk and made the funniest meme in the world. I fucking love her. There were a lot of Jax tweets too. Like, this is Jax's face while watching the show, which I fucking loved. I loved all the jokes. She's a meme queen. She will never back down. And she's got her true fucking friend, Charlie, by her side.
A final drink for bringing up cast members that were fired by
Who was fired? Oh,
the one. What do they call Voldemort in Harry Potter? He who shall not be named.
Can I ask? Do you think this episode missed Stassi, Kristen, Jax, and Brittany?
No, because we're not in it enough yet. You know, like I wonder. I'm waiting to see. If there are like, obviously we'll miss like their storylines about their lives. That's something that will for sure be missed because people are intrigued about these babies and, you know, Stassi and Beau getting married. And I don't know what Kristen is doing personally, but like, just like their personal lives storylines will be missed. But thus far we're getting enough.
We're fine
to do it. I think we're going to miss a really specific peak and like downflow that Jax typically does bring is if Bravo is able to create that story arc as harshly as Jax used to bring it.
I think the only one I'm going to really miss seeing is Stassi. And I understand why she was fired. And I think that there are consequences to your actions, but I think watching, cause she has had over the seasons, crazy ass story arcs.
Yeah.
And she's like grown a lot as a person. She was on the up and up and I loved it. And now she's gone. And also, I think she's the cutest baby out of all of them. So I would just love to
I'm someone who's really into fashion that I don't think we have another fashion person anymore. So I'm wondering if any of the members are going to fill that void for me personally.
Also quick, everyone said Katie had a Karen cut.
Okay, whenever we talked about Lala leaving the party and Katie following her, I almost brought up her haircut because this is when it really...
She had a Karen
stuck
haircut.
Out to me in the most.
It was
moment.
A Karen cut.
I'm not a fan of it. Are you?
It does not look good. No. She has a Karen cut.
speaking of Katie, kind of.
Okay, tell me about
talk to you about Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
First off, it was the Toms, which I was pumped for. Sandoval looked outlandish, and I hate his mustache and his whole getup, but like, he's just, it isn't for me. I'm just going to preface that. So they did a few polls. First poll was, who is the number one guy in the group now that Jax is gone?
Should I guess? Oh, okay.
Hold on. The options were the two Toms, Brock, and James.
Oh, you know, I want to say James, but he's not. I think it's Sandoval. I do think Sandoval's number
52%
one.
52% said Sandoval.
Yes.
And I then like 46% said Schwartz.
Schwartz is too big a pussy. He's not the main guy.
But like Brock and James barely got any votes. Yeah. Except, you know, obviously.
The inside of me wants James. I'm like his mother. I like want him to succeed in this, but he's like not. So it's fine.
This one, I'm very curious what you think. Has Sheena found the one in Brock? Yes or no?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I'm going to be optimistic. I think, yes, I think this is not her longest relationship, but I think all her crazy has been on tape so long that Brock, again, if you're going to date someone on reality TV, you should fucking watch it. Brock has probably watched it. He knows what he's getting himself into. They have a kid. I think that they're pretty. Also, you could tell Rob didn't fucking like her, and you could tell Shay was like not involved in their marriage or relationship. So I think Brock's like here, and Brock loves the drama. He's going to love getting interviewed. His suit was gold in his
That's
interview.
That's what bothers me a little bit is I thus he's far feel like he's a clout chaser a little bit. So I'm sure I feel like I'm the defensive friend who's like, this is going a little too quickly for me. So I'm open. But I, thus far, I think no. And 52% of the pollers said no.
Ooh, honestly, I think Brock is the one for Sheena, but I think Brock is mostly using Sheena, if that makes
sense. Yeah, that's just how it comes off to me first. But the Toms defended him and said that they work out really great, you know. So this season can change it
that's
for me.
That's fine. Let's see. Okay.
You know what? I kind of want to, I'm going to put in for the reunion a reminder. We're going to talk about this at the end of the season.
Woo. Okay.
What we think.
The number one guy in the group will never change.
Just Sandoval. The Sheena Brock one.
I was going to say it's literally always been Sandoval. I don't know what Jax was talking about.
Oh my God. Then it was, who is your favorite Tom?
Oh no. I can't choose. I'm going to regret this, but it's Tom Sandoval. That's my gut.
Really?
My gut goes Sandy.
85% said Schwartz.
I get it. But he angers me sometimes to a point where I'm like,
I think people after this episode are annoyed with Sandoval, though. So 100%. I think that skewed it.
Yeah.
Because he seems very...
Sandoval's such a kind fucking human. You can never get that
sometimes.
Out.
Like this episode wasn't great for him.
Well, he doesn't have to be kind to Katie. They're fucking
okay, but
when
James
and
talk
Lala
about this
were on the outs.
I thought about this. If Schwartz did that to Ariana, Sandoval would be up in arms.
That's true.
See, if the roles were reversed,
Schwartz isn't going to defend his wife because he's
that is a problem. But Sandoval goes hard.
You're right.
When like that's not what you do to your life partners.
Again, I think it's more, and I could be very wrong, but I really do think Katie and Sandoval have as more of a sibling mentality. Like Ariana entered the group late, but like Katie and Sandoval have been hanging out. They've seen each other date everyone. Like they've dealt with it. I think at this point they just fucking hate each other, but love each other. Like they don't want anything bad to happen to the other person. But if anyone else fights with, like no one else is allowed to fight with Katie, but Sandoval and no one else is allowed to fight with Sandoval, but Katie.
And like Katie talked about this being like her and Schwartz's baby. It truly is Sandoval and
it's
Schwartz's baby. It's so personal.
Katie,
it's gonna drive some stuff up.
She oversteps a lot. Okay.
My last notes are Andy literally at one point was like, I'm just so happy to see you guys. It's been 2 years and we didn't even know Vanderpump would come back. And they like literally mid like being live, like just hugged. They like got up and hugged. It was so cute. And I felt that
the Toms are great at PR. They know exactly what everyone wants. They know exactly what to give. They are so loved by everyone.
I agree. And lastly, it is officially Schwartz and Sandy, they said.
Shut the fuck up. Ew.
Shut the fuck up. Ew.
Oh, I bet Katie had a fucking field day. I hope you see
I just it. Need the theme to be different.
Something, 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 taking acid and then going to your grandma's. I don't even know what he said. I was like,
yeah. You know what? This is what I'm going to vow now. When that place opens up is when we're going to take our LA trip.
We really do need to do that. We really need to go. We need to try the fried goat cheese balls.
Dude, I think about them often.
I'm so excited to go to the Vanderpump Cocktail Garden in Vegas. I'm like,
when's your trip again?
December. We have 4 days, but we're staying in Caesar's Palace, which is where the cocktail garden is.
And we'll talk about it most likely either on this or on the season 4, like post show.
Exactly. And they don't take reservations, but I've told my family because we're there all day, we live there. We're going to go. Everyone's going to order different drinks. We're going to fucking share. And I want everyone to review. I want
pictures.
Yes. And my mom has asked to come on the podcast to review.
We will do a special episode if it's fine. During this season, and if it's during whenever we record season 4, we'll then we'll do it on the
either way
show.
It could be a Patreon and we could just be like review.
Yeah, so come join our Patreon so you can get the exclusive reviews.
My mom is about to get turn after Alicia's two drinks. Mom. She was hammered when she asked if she could do the podcast, so we'll see what happens.
Oh my god. I love it. Okay.
Well, this was fun. That's all. I'm so excited for this season.
We're back, bitches.